Hi, this is Daryl Hall, and you're listening to Life Minute.
Daryl Hall in the house joining us at Life Minute. Thanks so much for being with us.
Sure. Glad to
Oh,
be here.
how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine.
You just released your sixth studio album, the first in 13 years. It's fantastic, by the way. It sounds great.
Thank you.
Tell us about it.
Well, what's to say here? I did it with my friend Dave Stewart in the Bahamas, where we both have houses. And it was a real I mean, it's a labor of enjoyment, I guess that's the best word. We just had such a good time making it. It's pretty much a two-person project. I mean, Dave and I did this together. I had a couple of songs that I had written beforehand, but most of the songs we wrote together right on the spot over a period of about 2 years. And I just came up with ideas, and we just elaborated on them. And the two of us, Dave's a guitar player, I'm a keyboard player, and we had some various people just kind of helping us out, and we pretty much did it ourselves.
What comes first, the lyrics or the melodies or?
I think that the ideas come first. There's no formula. What Dave and I were doing, we were sitting around and just kind of, I had a lot of like sort of phrases and ideas and things like that I had written down in my various notebooks and things like that. And, I just read things out to him, or we'd be discussing something, and say, well, like someone too, something happened and I just went, too much information. He said, that's it. There's a song. And I started singing that phrase. And that's where that song came from. And then we just elaborated on the lyrics. So that's kind of typical. We're just doing it, making something out of nothing, really.
What inspires you?
Everything. Not one thing. Sounds of the city inspire me. Thoughts, ideas, experiences, emotions, sights, places. That's just a short answer, I suppose.
And then at November tour with Howard Jones. So we just he was just in our studio recently,
Oh, he
actually.
was. Okay.
Yeah, great guy.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Howard was one of my more recent guests on Life in Daryl's House. And we got along right away. It was one of those things. I don't do it very often, but after the show, I mean, we spend a lot of time together. In that making of that show, we start at about noon and we don't finish maybe till 7 o'clock at night, and it's straight through, like intensity. And I usually say, okay, that's it. But I actually asked Howard and his wife and daughter to go over to the house and hang out, and that's what we did after the show, which is a rarity, and that shows that how well we got along. I like doing these sort of live versions of the Daryl's House show. And I've been using, I've done a number of them over the years, but I did a long run with Todd Rundgren that lasted off and on for about 2 years, and then I did a short 2 month run with Elvis Costello, which was not like an LFDH, and now I'm back to that again. So I really like doing these sort of Daryl's House shows with my various guests, alumni or whatever you want to call it.
And tell us about the show. Like, what are fans gonna get when they see you play live?
Well, the way I do it is, or have been doing it, is that Howard opens and does whatever his set's going to be with my band, and then I do my set, and then Howard and I come together and we do a bunch of stuff together. That's usually how it works, and I think that's what we're going to do.
And then, gosh, 10 years it's been of Daryl's House. 10th anniversary, is it?
Of the club, yes.
Of the
The
club,
TV
okay.
show has been a lot longer than that. I think it's 15 years for the
Wow.
show. Yeah.
Amazing. You definitely are a Renaissance man. That word came out. It's so true. Like, what made you think to do that? I mean, you were so ahead of the game there.
I just felt like I had been spending so much time on the road that I wanted to do something the opposite, the alternative, and turn everything on its head. Instead of me going out to the world, I bring the world right into my living room, or wherever I do it, and no audience, so that sets the whole scene and the whole thing in a different way, because my band and me and the guest, There's no pressure to perform, you know, we're just there hanging out. And the audience, because of that, the audience is more like a fly on the wall. When you watch it, you're like in the room when, you know, you're watching, you're amongst us, as opposed to sitting there in your seat and watching a performer do his thing or her thing on stage. So it's very refreshing that way, and it's unbelievably stimulating. I can't even describe how crazy it is, because we don't do any rehearsals. We do our homework, and then we come together, and what you hear is the first time we're actually doing it. The most we'll ever do is maybe one run through, if possibly, but a lot of times they're most of the time they're first takes. So you're seeing the real thing happen in real time. And it keeps us on our toes because we don't know what's going to happen. So anyway, that's the Darryl Suss experience.
And then a private concert too to celebrate the 10 years.
Yeah, I opened the club about 10 years ago. Not about 10 years ago. And yeah, I did a show then. Back then, man, a lot's changed. Oh my God, so much has changed in those 10 years. But here I am. I'm going to do a show at the club.
How do you decide who's going to be on?
It's a strange process because it's really hard to get people. First of all, everybody's busy. They're doing things. They get their own tours and whatever. And they have to come to, you know, upstate New York and make time for that. So scheduling is a big problem. So we usually have a short list of people that are possibilities, and then we have to figure out how that scheduling might work. And it's planned a lot in advance, really, has to be. And that's really the selection process, more than desire. It's more like who's available.
Well, let's talk about D a little bit more. How
Okay.
would you describe the sound of that?
Boy, it's not a band sound. That's the best way I can say what it isn't. You know, because we didn't do it as a band. That we just use sounds. There's a lot of sounds on the record. It's very, you know, we use a lot of things that. Percussive things that weren't percussion, and a lot of recording techniques were involved in the record. But I think the enthusiasm come through. There's something happy and up about the whole album, that even in the sad songs, it feels that way.
And let's talk about instruments. When did you know you wanted to be a musician, first of all?
I was born one. My parents were musicians, my mother especially. And my earliest memories are like watching her sing in a band and on stage, you know, traveling around, you know, going around to various places she played. And I was on stage at maybe, I don't know, 4 or 5 years old doing stuff. It's never really changed.
And what about the instruments, keyboards, guitar? Were you self-taught?
Yeah, well, the guitar I'm self-taught for sure. The piano I took, I had lessons for years and years. I started at five, and I had lessons on and off up until, well, I went to music school. I went to Temple Music, University Music School. And so I had 5 years there, you know, with formal training and the whole bit. But you know, my style, I really learned from watching people like Leon Huff and working with them, and Tommy Bell and all those kind of people. I kind of I think whatever I do on piano has very little to do with formal training.
Right. That was my next question, who your influences were and what band you grew up listening to.
You know, I grew up in Philadelphia, which is a very vibrant regional music scene, and has its own music, especially back when I was a kid. It was just a local scene was the music. And that's what I listened to, you know. I street corner band groups, vocal groups, and early R&B and gospel music, and then I started as a teenager working with people like Gamble and Huff and knew very well knew Tommy Bell, and then worked with a lot of R&B bands in and out of that came in and out of Philadelphia from other places. So that was really my background.
Any musicians of today you particularly are a fan of?
I don't like to name names, but yeah, I hear people that I like. I think there's so much music out there. I every once in a while I hear something, I say, wow, that's really cool. You know, that's really great. There's a lot out there.
What does music do for people?
Music does different things to different people. Music over the over time has done a number of things. First of all, it can make you dance, obviously. It can sexualize you, obviously. It can make you cry. It can exalt you, in a metaphysical way. It can make you want to fight. If that's where you're coming from, or depending on the times, it can make you not want to fight, depending on the times. It's a real indicator of human emotion and motivator of human emotion.
What's a day in the life like for you when you're not working?
Well,
That seems like not much time.
yeah, in those rare times, I turn the battery and the engine turns off. I go click, and I'm a real reader, and I just sit around and vegetate, really. I don't do much of anything. Go to the store, go to the grocery store.
What are some of your favorite books?
Oh man, I have a wide range. I mean, I read historical books. I read things about current things. I read a lot of like I'm working my way through James Elroy right now, who I particularly like. He's fantastic as a genre. He's a master of that. History and crime. That's my where I go for pleasure.
What would your current self say to your younger self?
Pay attention to your money. That would
Even more
be
than what they read
I
that.
brand that on my forehead.
What's your favorite cocktail and comfort food?
I don't know. I like a good cheeseburger, I got to tell you. If it's made, the right way, especially California style. As far as drink, I like martinis. I like Irish whiskey. That's my thing right now.
What's something no one knows about you?
Probably everything.
What's next? What's something that you want to do that you haven't done yet?
That would be a hard one because I've done so many things. My avocation, the other thing I like to do is I like to build things. I've taken houses down, I've reconstructed houses. I do a lot of those kind of things. I'm a fan of, especially of old architecture, of antique architecture. I don't know. I'd like to spend, if I wasn't doing what I'm doing, I'd spend more time doing that. That would be
I
my
was
dream.
going to say your home looks beautiful. I could see in the background.
I did this one. This is a 1780s house.
It's beautiful, really beautiful. See, I didn't know that. So, how would you describe your home style?
Eclectic antique, I suppose. I look around. I like antiques. I like antiques. I like antique houses. I like antique furniture. I like antique rugs. I like antique everything. Yeah.
I think that's really good. Is anything else you want to tell me about music that we didn't cover?
I can't tell you how much I loved making to get back to the D album.
Yeah,
It's a
let's.
very personal album. It describes a lot of things that have happened to me in the recent, oh, I don't know, over the past few years. And Dave and I think we're both very proud of this album. I think we did something that's very unique to us. And I think if you like what I do or what we do together, you're gonna like this album.
Do you want to go through any of the songs?
The first one I wrote was "Can't Say No to You." That was the one we got together on. That all happened out of some crazy guitar sound that Dave came up with. That's a song about kind of a happy, sad song about an impossible situation. I don't know. I mean, I'd rather be a fool is one. That's one I wrote a while ago, about 7, 8 years ago, and that describes a moment in my life that was kind of a very down time. I think that's important to put those things put them out into the world, because that's all part of it too. That's all part of life. But that's a pretty intense song, I gotta say. It's hard for me to describe these songs. You got to listen to them and take what you take from them,
Well, it's really beautiful. Congratulations.
Thank
Another
you.
piece of good artwork from you.
You like the artwork? Yeah, that was Dave.
No, I just mean the music's artful, but I do
Oh,
like
okay. All right.
it. Gosh, Daryl, thank you so much for doing this. You're
Sure.
amazing, a legend. Thanks for all the many gifts you give us.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Life Minute TV.